A city proposal would put a protected bike lane along downtown Jacksonville's Hogan and Laura streets. Kelsey Hasden with Modern Cities is here to tell us how that could spur development in that area. First of all, Kelsey, where exactly are we talking about?
The proposed bike lane would be on Hogan Street from Water Street to Union, and then along Laura Street from State Street to First Street.
Generally, that is the area between the Jacksonville Landings waterfront all the way up past Hemming Park. So what would a protected bike lane look like?
A protected bike lane has some kind of either temporary or permanent barrier between the bicyclist and cars on the street. In this case, the protected bike lane would actually end up taking up one of the lanes along Hogan. And Hogan isn't really busy enough to require all the lanes that are there, so it wouldn't really affect people driving in cars, but it would allow for more bicyclists to use Hogan Street.
So how would adding a protected bike lane potentially transform this area?
Hogan Street's actually a really important street in downtown. It connects a lot of the transportation. It works as a spine in the transportation network. So bicyclists will have access to the Rosa Parks Transit Center, the Skyway, and buses.
So are we maybe moving cyclists off of sidewalks?
Yes. It essentially creates this domino effect. By putting in these bike lanes, we get more bicyclists coming to the area. We allow for more pedestrians to come into the area. And this creates an increase in demand for businesses to come in. Hogan Street has a ton of sidewalk space. It's actually the widest sidewalk space in all of downtown. And there's 10,000 square feet of ground floor retail space. So you get all of this front window space and then this huge expanse of sidewalk, and it's all empty space. So this would allow more businesses to come in and introduce outdoor seating or, I don't know, maybe a violinist playing on the corner and make it a much more vibrant space.
Okay. And you're saying that along this street right now, there's nobody who is doing that, even though they have these nice wide sidewalks.
Absolutely.
So for business owners or anybody who's interested in the Hogan Street, Laura Street protected bike lane project, where can you go?
So the meeting's tonight. It's at the Ed Ball Building, 214 North Hogan Street, in training room 110.
All right. Kelsey Hasden is with Modern Cities at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.